Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I still love the All-Star Game. It's a great spectacle. It's the best All-Star Game we have, in my opinion.
Yep.
And I think one thing that's clear with modern-day All-Star Major League Baseball games is when you've got 13, 14 pitchers on each side and they're all good and they all have electric stuff and they only have to pitch one inning, even facing very, very, very good hitters, they're just nasty. You know, we're seeing these 2-0s and 2-1s and 3-0 games, and I think that's the trend right now.
There's sports analyst Jeff Rapp with a quick overview, or you could, if you want to be corny, a quick wrap of this week's All-Star Game. Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game Sports, that's number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Survey. I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome in to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the issues of the week, if you will, as established by the folks at Talkers.com. This is a publication, an online publication, that every day a lot of people who love talk radio go in to check out the industry, the programs, the hosts, the stations, the issues, that sort of thing. So that's how we determine our list. And as we've gotten started with the number 10 item, let's get to number 9, which is the heat wave. That's a big thing. Here's host Paul W. Smith with Kate Carr from Safe Kids. They talk about the ridiculous number of children who die every year because they are left in the car for too long in the summer heat.
I can't believe we still have to remind people not to leave their kids in the car.
Well, sadly, 20 children have died this year alone, and we're closing in the loss of almost 600 kids since 1998, which is just a shocking, shocking tragedy that today we have kids who are either left unintentionally in a car, get into a car on their own, or are left intentionally in a vehicle. And this happens, you know, Paul, it's not just when it's this hot out. It happens in 11 months of the year in almost every state in our country.
And children are at a greater risk for heat stroke, aren't they, Kate?
Absolutely, particularly younger children. For one thing, a younger child isn't going to be able to get out of the car seat and out of a car on their own, particularly toddlers and infants. And these are the kids who are at real risk. Their bodies heat up 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's. Their cooling system, sweating, does not work like it does for an adult. When their body temperature reaches 104 degrees, internal organs start to shut down, and at 107 degrees, that child is at risk of dying.
And our temperatures are around there now with our heat index into the 90s, the real temperature. Now you put them in a car, and cracking a window doesn't cool the car off. It does not help keep the inside of a car cool enough to save the life of that child. So what are you guys doing at Safe Kids Worldwide to help parents and caregivers?
We have joined together with the Auto Alliance. They're a great partner with us to get a message out this week that everyone can act, and that's an acronym for Avoid, Create, and Take Action. Avoid heat stroke by never leaving your child alone in a car. Create a reminder if you are taking a child to daycare and it's not your normal routine. Make sure you put a reminder in the back seat, something that you need when you get to your final destination. Half of these instances are by parents who unintentionally, they get into the car and they drive to work. They forget. So put a reminder in the back seat. And the T, take action. If you see a child alone in a vehicle, call 911. Emergency responders would much rather respond to a false alarm than to be on the scene of a fatality.
One call. Could save a life.
We can all do that. And today, in the midst of this heat wave that we're having across the country, this is a good time to get the message out there that we should all be on the alert for kids who are in vehicles on their own and call 911.
Remember, I guess we need to put it in a situation, a way like this, that you'll remember. Remember, act. That's simple enough. A, avoid heat stroke related injury and death by never leaving your child alone in a car, not even for a minute. And make sure to keep your car locked when you're not in it so kids don't get in it on their own. C, create reminders. Now, this has always bugged me, but we've heard this enough times. They say, put something important in the back seat next to your child that you need. Now, I would think that the child would be more important than anything else that you'd have in that car, but I'm not going to fight this. It's found to help. So I'm just saying, put your briefcase in the back there so when you get out and go to work, you don't leave your briefcase and, oh, by the way, your child. And then T, take action. You see a child alone in a car, call 911. Just do it.
Up next, Detroit's Edward Snowden and the Rolling Stone magazine, all here in the focus on our talk radio review for this week.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
In the mood for some ice cream this Sunday? Feel free to indulge. In fact, you have the support of the U.S. Congress and President of the United States. Sunday, July 21st is the 30th annual celebration of National Ice Cream Day. And while the date may not have the same cachet as Independence Day, it's a noteworthy summer occasion with a history as rich as ice cream itself. National Ice Cream Day was first recognized in July 1984 by a presidential proclamation issued by then-President Reagan. The measure described ice cream as the perfect dessert and snack food, and it praised the frozen treat's massive for contributing to the nation's economy. Congress approved the proclamation and National Ice Cream Day was born. To take part in the 30th anniversary of National Ice Cream Day, ice cream shops coast to coast will offer deals and freebies. And brands like Dove Ice Cream encourage consumers to enjoy a rich, creamy Dove bar and share special National Ice Cream Day content with fans on Facebook. If you can't get your hands on any ice cream this Sunday, that proclamation declared July is National Ice Cream Month, so you have time to savor a delicious American classic.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the number 8 item on the countdown, the city of Detroit filing for bankruptcy. Here's talk show host Greg Bowman with financial analyst Douglas Bernstein. They talk about Detroit becoming the largest city in America to file for bankruptcy.
This has never happened before, a city of this magnitude filing for bankruptcy. So what's going to happen next?
Well, you're going to see a process which can be foreign even to the parties involved. More than likely, the assigned judge will have never handled a Chapter 9 bankruptcy, and the lawyers involved probably don't have first-hand experience. That having been said, it is a chance for the city to restructure itself and really recreate itself.
All sounds very complicated and convoluted to us, but exactly, is this going to be a long, drawn-out process, would you think?
Well, that depends on whether or not the creditors are willing to work with the city. Now, the fact that the city's had to file bankruptcy gives an indication that, at least initially, they didn't like the proposal of 10 cents on the dollar. Now that the city's in bankruptcy, it remains to be seen whether or not they're willing to continue to negotiate or continue to fight.
Now, we've made the comparison that General Motors and Chrysler both had to file for bankruptcy, and they seem to be doing better than ever. Is it fair to compare those two things? Is it apples and oranges to compare a company to a city?
Well, don't expect the speed of the GM and Chrysler proceedings to be the same for the city of Detroit, because in those instances, you had the U.S. Treasury in with a bailout and a plan in advance. So pretty much that was a fait accompli when the bankruptcies were filed. That's not the case with Detroit, and the GM and Chrysler situations were different in that they have products to sell. The city does not. So I wouldn't expect it to go as quickly, but hopefully we'll be able to make some progress soon.
The item at number 7 on the countdown happens to be Mr. Edward Snowden. Here's Shepard Smith talking to Glenn Greenwald, the journalist who broke the story from leaker Edward Snowden about what the news media is getting wrong in this story.
So the word is that he has a bunch of information that would show how the NSA leaks, and if things don't or works, and if things don't go well, he might leak them. Is that on point?
No, that's completely off point. It's a complete fabrication by Reuters of the interview that I gave in La Nación in Argentina, where I actually made the exact opposite point, which was that there's an attempt by the Obama administration to demonize Mr. Snowden by claiming that he wants to harm the United States, things of this nature. And the point that I made was that he has with him a whole slew of documents that show that the Obama administration serially lied to Congress, that it was engaging in mass indiscriminate spying on the American people that the American people didn't know about. And a lot of these documents are very sensitive, and had he wanted to harm the United States, he would have released them, he could have sold them. He did none of that. He engaged in classic whistleblower behavior of coming to a news organization and asking us to responsibly report on what it is that he provided us.
It's my understanding that all the information that he has, you now have. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that. I believe there's some information that he believes is not suitable for publication that he didn't turn over to us. I know that he's turned over thousands of pages to us, though.
Well, how many of those thousands of pages are yet to be released, and what are the plans for that?
We are going through each of them and vetting very carefully to make sure that we continue to do what we've been doing, which is reporting the things that the public should know about, but avoiding any kind of gratuitous harm. And some of these documents are complicated. Some take reporting. But we've concealed a lot of the documents that he gave to us at his request because we want to be journalistically responsible. We want to inform the public while not harming national security or disclosing things that shouldn't be disclosed.
The Rolling Stone magazine cover, number 6 on the countdown. Here are hosts Karen Henderson and Kevin Meeks talking to analyst Mark Shannon about whether the photo of the Boston bomber on the magazine's cover will end up helping or hurting Rolling Stone.
They had to know that this was going to cause some flack. You think this is going to hurt them or help them? I'm sure they weighed it out.
I tell you the truth, I'm not sure. When I saw the picture yesterday for the first time, I didn't have any reaction to it. And then I read the subhead, which is how a popular, promising student was failed by his family, fell into radical Islam, and became a monster. And I thought, terrific, this is great. I mean, these are the kind of discussions we need to be having. And Rolling Stone loves to be provocative, but I'm going to guess, and I have no idea, but in a way what they're saying is, this is the face of a terrorist. It's not some crazy loony in a long dark coat with a hat pulled over his head carrying a valise. I mean, the terrorists look just like we do. And how did this kid, who looks so normal, become such a monster? The question is, and I'm really struggling with it because I've talked to enough people this morning that I'm beginning to realize maybe I'm missing something, but is it so provocative that it does create a rock star image and people won't even read the article and see what they're trying to say? Or is that just a reaction from, I mean, I expect this from the people in Boston because it just rips open a lot of wounds. I don't know how widespread it is across the country. So it's really hard for me to tell at this point exactly how damaging this cover is for Rolling Stone. I think in the long run, it's not damaging at all.
In the long run, it probably isn't, based on the people that probably buy that magazine and normally read it. And maybe even they'll pick up a few extra buyers this time from people thinking, 15, 20, 30, 40 years from now, this thing may be worth a lot of money because it was so controversial. So even though they may not buy it, even though they may not read it, they'll still buy it and bag it, and put it away.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the stores that say they're not going to sell it, like CVS and Walgreens and Kmart and others? They say, we're not going to sell that issue.
See, most of the stores I know that aren't going to sell it are headquartered in the Northeast, Rhode Island or Massachusetts. They may not sell this issue, but I'm sure when the next issue comes out, they'll have it on the newsstands.
Up next, a focus on North Korea and the immigration reform is also one of the items on the top 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
We continue monitoring what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is sort of like the old music countdown. Well, I still have music countdowns, only this has a focus. These top 10 items have to do with what have been the big deals this week as we've surveyed them, the folks who put this program together. And as we're into number five, we have North Korea, Cuba, and the the ship full of missiles and sugar. Here's host Jim Howell talking to correspondent Bill Goetz about the Cuban ship on its way to North Korea that was stopped in the Panama Canal and found to be carrying all kinds of missiles.
Obsolete SAMs, apparently, hidden on board a ship leaving Cuba. Panama somehow sniffed this out. I guess there was a mutiny or the captain tried to commit suicide, a riot. They were looking for drugs. They found missiles on their way to North Korea. Were the Cubans selling the missiles, or were they going there to be refitted?
Well, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Right now, the theory is that this is part of the rogue alliance between communist Cuba and communist North Korea. And in one case, either the Cubans were selling or refurbishing a radar for the North Korean SAMs, or they were just sharing technology. There could have been some arrangement. Another possibility is that this was actually came from Russia, and then the Cubans just shipped it through Cuba as a way to avoid a lot of the monitoring that goes on. You know, the U.S. intelligence community monitors most of the North Korean ships. This ship had not been in the Western Hemisphere before, so it's unusual, and it was fortuitous that the Panamanians were able to track it down. Panama is part of an initiative launched during the Bush administration called the Proliferation Security Initiative, which means that under that initiative, it's kind of an informal anti-weapon smuggling group. They can actually keep or detain these weapons and prevent them from going on to their final destination.
Number four item on the countdown, immigration reform. Here's host Jim Leach with Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about the latest on the new House immigration plan.
You were quoted in the newspaper last week describing the Senate immigration bill as, quote, a disaster. Why do you view it that way, and what do you anticipate happening to that legislation in the House?
The most surprising aspect I've learned on the Senate immigration bill is that the Secretary of Homeland Security has the ability to waive many of the border security provisions that were put in place by the Corker Amendment just by saying that he or she determines that the border is secure. And with Janet Napolitano, I know she's leaving, so I know this can change with the new Secretary of Homeland Security. However, Janet Napolitano has said numerous times that the border has never been more secure. Well, I will defer to folks like Adam Kinzinger, who is flying his National Guard missions down on the southern border. I would defer to him on what a secure border looks like, and I would urge you to talk to him because he's got great insight into what he has personally seen down there and that this border on the southern border is not secure at all. We need to make sure that provision is not in place in any immigration reform package, Jim.
To other parts of this bill in particular, I know you have expressed concerns about the cost that we may incur if we bring millions of people currently illegally in the country, turn them into citizens. That gives them responsibilities, but also entitles them to various benefits and things, and there would be a price tag with that. But is it really, I mean, what's the alternative? If we don't put those folks on the path to citizenship, how do we address this problem?
Well, there are different options. We're going to be passing some of our pieces of legislation to deal with some of the provisions on immigration just out of the House and more of a piecemeal approach rather than this large comprehensive piece of legislation that you saw in the Senate. We're going to address some of the temporary ag worker visa issues. We're going to address making sure that there's a provision there, a proposal that's going to be put forth to address to children who have grown up here in America who were brought here at a young age through no fault of their own. So I'm interested in seeing what the different provisions that the House is going to come up with so that we can begin to talk about the true issues and really get to the root of the problem with immigration reform.
Immigration reform is the fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. So let's go back through where we are so far in this hour. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is 10, Heat Wave number 9, Bankrupt Detroit number 8, Edward Snowden is 7, the Rolling Stone magazine cover number 6, North Korea and Cuba number 5, immigration reform is 4. So you'd probably like to know, if all things were equal, what number 3, 2, and 1 are, according to our research, and that's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen as we continue in this hour with our weekly review of the talk radio world. This is the week ending Friday, July 19th. It's in the focus, up to number three in the countdown, the scandal at the IRS. Here's host John Justice with correspondent Katie Pavich. They talk about new claims that the scandal just might go all the way to the White House after all.
What do we make of the chief counsel's office for the IRS, headed by a political appointee of Obama? The word is they helped develop the agency's problematic guidelines for reviewing the Tea Party cases, according to a top IRS attorney. I mean, are we seeing evidence here of the IRS targeting, you know, conservative groups reaching all the way to the White House? I mean, I don't think it's smoking gun, but how much do we make of this?
Well, we found out that, today, actually, a guy who's been around Washington for almost 40 years, who works with the IRS, is going to testify. And yesterday we found out that he's going to basically say that the chief counsel, who was a political appointee of President Obama, so put in place by the president, helped develop these guidelines for, you know, reviewing or targeting Tea Party cases. And so, you know, they keep asking, well, what's the direct link to President Obama? Well, not only did you have President Obama, you know, going out on the campaign trail repeatedly during the 2010 elections, singling out Tea Party groups like Americans for Prosperity and all that kind of stuff. But now you have this chief counsel who was appointed by the president, and as we know, he appoints people to do his dirty work for him, who apparently came up with these guidelines according to this whistleblower.
What's up?
The closest we've gotten to the White House with this scandal so far, aside from Obama's own words and his own, you know, calling out of Tea Party groups in public.
Now, do we have a hearing take?
Yes. You know, it's going to be interesting because you have, you know, Congressman Issa, who's been doing a decent job, and then you have the ranking member Elijah Cummings, who runs cover for the administration and everyone whenever he possibly can. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of questions he asks. Democrats are now trying to go after the Inspector General for the Treasury because he didn't present, you know, the right facts in the case. And so it's going to be interesting to see what kind of questions he gets asked. And I'm sure there will be a lot of, well, of course, progressive groups were targeted as well, right? Which we now know, you know, that's not true in the same sense that Tea Party groups are targeted.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of that going on. You know, the whole trying to equal out the playing field. Like, you know, just as they do the whole, well, Bush did it too thing, they're going to try and pull that, well, progressive groups are targeted too, so it doesn't matter.
Talk radio callers, as we monitor all these programs and the hosts, we also are listening to the calls that are coming in. And this is an overview of what a lot of people are thinking. The investigation of the IRS, the essence of it, not over after all.
I don't think it's a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent thing. It's the fact that the IRS is the government's bulldog for fleecing the American public. They have too much power, and they're allowed to go in and take people's possessions and money with impunity, and this needs to stop. The IRS needs to be completely dismantled, and we need a simpler tax system that people understand and is fair.
I've worked for the IRS for about 30 years, and IRS always has investigated tax-exempt organizations. When you apply for a tax-exempt organization, you especially a 501c3 or a C4, you fill out a form called a 1023 or a Form 1024, a very extensive form. It's long and requires a lot of information, and it takes time to review those. And they are reviewed thoroughly, and they're not scrutinized. IRS tax-exempt organization areas review all of these applications, not just the ones for the Tea Party or not just the ones for Patriots or anything that is being on TV right now. They're reviewed thoroughly because they're very important. The base of the our country is what the Internal Revenue Service does provide in taxes and collections and exams and everything. So all of these tax-exempt organizations are thoroughly reviewed because, keep in mind, they're not paying taxes.
I read several articles about this, quite a few, and I think it's important to mention that the head of the IRS at the time, especially of the election in 2012, was a Bush appointee still. The reason that's important is you hear the same people who are criticizing this, the same people are at the same time saying, well, this when they're saying that these were decided in Cincinnati, that's ridiculous. This goes all the way up to the top. But at the same time, the guy in charge of the IRS at that time is a Bush appointee. They can't have it both ways. They need to understand that either it was done in Cincinnati, or if it goes all the way up to the top, it was done by somebody appointed by President Bush.
That gets us to number two, and that's Obamacare. And so let's focus on that, shall we? You and me together here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
In the mood for some ice cream this Sunday? Feel free to indulge. In fact, you have the support of the U.S. Congress and President of the United States. Sunday, July 21st is the 30th annual celebration of National Ice Cream Day. And while the date may not have the same cachet as Independence Day, it's a noteworthy summer occasion with a history as rich as ice cream itself. National Ice Cream Day was first recognized in July 1984 by a presidential proclamation issued by then-President Reagan. The measure described ice cream as the perfect dessert and snack food, and it praised the frozen treats mass appeal for contributing to the nation's economy. Congress approved the proclamation and National Ice Cream Day was born. To take part in the 30th anniversary of National Ice Cream Day, ice cream shops coast to coast will offer deals and freebies. And brands like Dove Ice Cream encourage consumers to enjoy a rich, creamy Dove bar and share special National Ice Cream Day content with fans on Facebook. If you can't get your hands on any ice cream this Sunday, that proclamation declared July is National Ice Cream Month, so you have time to savor a delicious American classic.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown this week. The conversation about medical care and Obamacare specifically. Here's Talk Host Dave Ross with Congressman Jim McDermott of Washington about the continuing battle over the president's health care plan.
Is this going as planned? The story that seems to be going around is that, okay, it passed, and it passed the Supreme Court, et cetera, but it's turning out to be a train wreck as we're getting closer to actually implementing it.
Absolutely not. California, Oregon, and Washington are going to lead the country in the enrollment of people beginning October 1st. It will be possible on the 1st of October in the state of Washington for anybody to get insurance who goes out and fills out an application.
But at what price? At what price? I got a letter from a listener saying he's got one of these catastrophic care policies, and he got a letter from Regions saying, as of October 1st, we have to eliminate this kind of policy. And so be ready for that. Didn't tell him what would take its place, but he's pretty worried. And I signed to the insurance commissioner, and the insurance commissioner says, yeah, he'll probably have to get a policy that costs him a little more, although it provides more coverage. People don't have the option of buying the cheaper policy anymore. Isn't that right?
There is going to be a certain level that you have to buy, or you can just pay the fine and not do anything. I mean, if you want to sit out and be a free rider on the society, you'd pay $95 the first year and $285 the second year, and you're free. You don't have to buy any insurance.
Your prediction is this is going to work smoothly here in Washington State. The other thing that came out today was a Wall Street Journal article saying that there are going to be large numbers of people quitting their jobs once they realize they no longer have to have a job to get insurance. Is that going to happen?
What's happening now is a standard old political tactic of people who don't like something. Create confusion.
Congressman Jim McDermott, he predicts that 5 years from now, people will look back and wonder what the whole debate was about, just the way it happened when Medicare was passed.
Here's Chuck Todd talking to GOP pollster Kristen Anderson and political analyst Luke Russert about the politicizing of health care reform.
You guys have had the easier job, the Republican side. Hey, this health care, oh my God, it's horrible. It's going to mean all these things. It's driven up the negatives, and it has been sort of a one-sided conversation, right? We've seen these some $600 million have been spent on TV ads and $500 million of them anti-Obama, Obamacare, only about a fifth are pro-Obamacare. At this point, though, he has to fix this.
I think that what they're trying to do now is it's not just a matter of going up in the polls, it's a matter of implementation. If they don't sell these things like these exchanges, getting young, healthy people into the exchanges, I mean, this falls apart. And the problem is you can do all the PR campaigns you want to tell young people these exchanges are going to be great. And if they go in and the plans aren't good, or what's more likely to happen, rate shock, they're not going to.
But rate shock hasn't been. I mean, is the Republican strategy to scare people from signing up so that it all comes apart?
I think the Republican strategy is to keep opposing the bill for the same reasons that they've opposed it since the beginning, that they think it's not going to work. And that's why you saw the House take action just yesterday, to say if you're going to get rid of one piece of this, you got to get rid of the mandate for individuals as well. I mean, they're sensing that implementation is really where this is going to fall apart.
It seems like House Republicans basically say, this is great. We can run the same campaign we ran in 2010. And it feels like they're lining up votes to do the same thing. And you have a chunk of House Democrats that think, oh, that's exactly what they're doing, and I'm scared.
They are licking their chops over at the RNC over this. And I spoke to a senior Republican leader, and he said that they're absolutely going to do their midterm campaign about this. You already saw the two votes yesterday. And what's the line now coming from Boehner and Cantor? Basic fairness. It's about basic fairness. Right. The president wants to give big business a pass while sticking it to the American worker and the American consumer. It's almost a Democratic point of attack.
It'll be tough for a Republican to tell that.
However, it just adds this idea, which Republicans think is beneficial, that the president is overreaching here, that he's putting his own interest above your interest, and that you don't understand your health care bill, you don't understand what's coming in the mail, that's going to benefit the GOP.
Talk host Brian Thomas here with Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky about the negative impact Obamacare has already had on employment, for example.
Obamacare, ignoring the cost and the brand new entitlement reality of it and the amount of money it's going to put us further in debt, it is reshaping in an extraordinarily negative way the entire landscape of American employment. People are getting their jobs pared back. They are being turned into part-time workers. People are not hiring because Obamacare is far too onerous a burden.
And the president recognizes that. He recognizes it's unworkable and it's bad for the economy. That's why he is unilaterally, I don't think he has the authority to do this, but he's done it anyway. He's implemented the delay of the employer mandate. Now, there's a strategy that the leadership's putting forward, and this is one of the rare times I agree with them, so don't get mad at me for agreeing with my leadership here. But this week we're going to vote on two bills. The first bill says that we're going to delay the employer mandate. Okay.
Which is what Obama wants.
That's what Obama wants. So it essentially ratifies what he said he wants. How could you vote against that if you're a Democrat? So I expect that we should have 435 votes to delay the implementation of the employer mandate.
Right.
The next vote we take 5 minutes after that is to delay the individual mandate. And I think it's brilliant, honestly, because now you put the Democrats in a position, do they break with their president and do the right thing and deploy and, you know, delay the individual mandate? Because how can they be for big business and not for the little man? This is what they accuse the Republicans.
The 2014 election's coming up. They rely a lot on young people. Young people who are going to be the ones forced to buy something that they otherwise wouldn't be buying at a very, 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 very high cost. So, I would imagine they're going to vote to delay the individual mandate, too. But then what happens? Because those are the two legs holding up Obamacare from a financial standpoint.
Well, what happens is it goes to the Senate, and we'll see what they do in the Senate. I wish we controlled the Senate. You know what happens.
Yeah, they'll never vote on it.
Right. They will not vote on it. But if the media will pay attention, we can call out a bunch of Democrats. And I think there's some genuine, good-intentioned Democrats here in Congress. And I think they know that Obamacare is unworkable. They're just afraid to break from their president. Some of them are ready to break from because he's going to cost them an election in 2014, and they're going to have to start peeling off soon.
Well, before we're out of time, I have to ask you this because I'm trying to play this out in my head. You will get all the votes you need in the House. Let's assume both of them pass with flying colors. Goes over to the Senate. Harry Reid either allows the Senate to vote on it or, like he has done so many other times, just sits on it, which means, and you went back to it earlier, the administration and their declaration by executive fiat or I don't know, royal decree, if you want to call it, their decision to delay affects only the employer mandate. Then you would have to sue or otherwise seek a Department of Justice to enforce the law and enforce the employer mandate. If Harry Reid doesn't take it up, it's status quo.
Yeah.
So you're back to enforcing Obamacare in the absence of legislation allowing the employer mandate to be delayed.
And,
a constitutional challenge.
Yeah, I've talked to Republicans. Some Republicans aren't real happy that we're voting on these two bills because they're afraid it gives up our right to sue the president or whatever for not enforcing the law. But I don't want to be on the lawsuit. I don't want to be a plaintiff on the lawsuit that says, Mr. President, you must enforce Obamacare. I say he has shown cracks in Obamacare. He's shown a chink in the armor. Let's exploit it. Let's delay this thing. Let's defund it. Let's do everything we can and take advantage of it.
So that leads us to number one, the big item this week. the aftermath of the verdict in the Zimmerman case. And that's what we'll listen to next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show's Hot Hits for the Week.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer. Or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
Wrap up this hour of the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with the number one item on the countdown, and that would be, and makes sense, the aftermath of the decision in George Zimmerman's trial. Here's host John Phillips talking about the reaction some have had to the verdict, and that there's a big difference between protesters and criminals.
In all the copy that I was reading and all the reports that I was seeing on Twitter and the various social networking sites and coming from various news organizations, the individuals that you were watching on TV tear up a Walmart and assault people and kick in car doors were referred to as protesters. In what world are they protesters? There were people who were there who were protesting peacefully. They're protesters. But if you're kicking in car doors and you're giving cameramen concussions and you're attacking Dave Bryant of CBS2, you're a vandal and a criminal. You're not a protester. And words matter. Look at the fight that's gone on right now over the term illegal alien. There are newspapers, including the New York Times, that do not allow that in their paper now. Editorially, they're in favor of amnesty, they're in favor of the immigration bill, and that's the direction they want the country to move in. And they know it's easier to do that if they shift the language. If you change the way that people talk about illegal aliens, you call them undocumented workers or whatever that they come up with, that they're more likely to get the political outcome that they're looking for. So words matter. And I don't believe that when these individuals who are out tearing up a Walmart, and by the way, they weren't even stealing anything from Walmart. They were just tearing up the store. And if there's anything that gets me going nuts, it's destroying perfectly good Twinkies because they're now back on the shelves and we've been denied them for months. But at that particular Walmart, they were destroyed. There is a tear rolling down my cheek. And apparently they were trying to get into the jewelry display case, but were unsuccessful. But those are not protesters. And we need to stop referring to them as protesters. They're criminals.
Here's talk host Mark Amazon with media analyst Joe Valenzano about the news media's role in this case. And that is the case of Mr. Zimmerman, the trial, aftermath, all that stuff wrapped up here.
I think a big part of this, and how much I don't blame the media is not the right word, but there are those that blame the media. for their coverage, because this whole thing kind of started. You had that kind of angelic picture of Trayvon Martin where he looked like the sweetest, nicest kid in the world, a small kid. And then you had Zimmerman, kind of the mugshot of him scowling and angry. He was aggressive. And do you believe the media kind of set this up as the tragic dead hero versus the villain? Because in today's day and age, that's what gets consumed across all media platforms.
I think that's a part of it. I think that good versus evil bully narrative played a part in it. But I also think that the media, at times, likes to latch on to those deep wounds in American society that only partially heal. And, I mean, you gotta face facts. As a society, the deepest wound we have in this country is racism. It goes back, you know, it goes back all the way beyond, back before the Civil War. And frankly, anytime you can dig at that and pick at that scab, that national scab, and get a story that resonates, that gets people to watch your network for 18 straight months, I think that they do that. And I think that some of the instances that we can see here where it was blatantly done, you can look at NBC News doctoring the 911 call from Zimmerman when he tried to call in suspicious activity, and they cut out the question from the 911 operator and made it appear as if Zimmerman was actually racially profiling Trayvon Martin.
You hit on something that's important. For the black community, this reopens wounds that go back, as you alluded to, centuries. I mean, from a time when a black life was legally considered to be worth less than a white one. And this does begin to not just pick at those wounds, but it's been over a year. So we picked, and ultimately this decision to me isn't so much about race. It's about self-defense, but it certainly picks at those wounds. And that's where I think everybody in America kind of has a dog in the hunt, because you're absolutely right. From a legislative standpoint, in Ohio, this means nothing. Sure, to stand your ground, potentially move into Ohio, I think it's in 31 states right now, it means nothing. But everybody has kind of a horse in the racial divide and racial issues, and I guess that's what the TV networks have pandered to.
Yep, it's a way to nationalize and socialize a local news story.
The Zimmerman verdict aftermath, most talked about item this week in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio. So let's go through the list. At number 10, the All-Star Game and basic sports talk radio. Heatwave, number 9. Detroit filing for bankruptcy, number 8. Number 7, Edward Snowden. Number 6, the cover of the Rolling Stone. North Korea's Cuban ship full of missiles, number 5. Immigration reform is 4. The IRS scandals, number 3. Obamacare is 2. And the aftermath of the Zimmerman verdict, number 1 item this week on your weekly review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.